Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. A quick reminder that these are standalone lessons, and for the full step-by-step beginner to fluency course, then head over to prospanish.co.uk. Okay, we'll begin with some vocabulary at the bottom of the screen so that even complete beginners can access this lesson. So we'll have comida, comida, meaning food, also can mean lunch, but here we're going to use it for food, comida. Un problema, a problem. We use this a lot because it's so easy to remember and it's versatile. Un problema, a problem. Más, more. And hay, there is or there are. Okay, we'll just spend a couple of minutes getting some fluency with that language. So how would you say there is a problem? There is a problem. What would that be? Hay un problema. Hay un problema. There's a problem. How would we say there's food? There's food. So in English, we would say there's some food, but in Spanish, we don't use that some in that context. So there's food. What would that be? Hay comida. Hay comida. And you probably know to say, to make a negative, we just use no at the beginning. So how would you say, there's no food? There's no food. What would that be? No hay comida. No hay comida. There's no food. How about, there's no more food? There's no more food. What would that be? No hay más comida. No hay más comida. There's no more food. What about, there are no more problems? There are no more problems. And of course, we're going to have to take away the un, because that's a problem, and we'll add an S to problems, to problema. So there are no more problems. No hay más problemas. No hay más problemas. Okay, so we should be a bit more familiar with that language now. If we want to say in case, we say, por si acaso, por si acaso. Okay, so just practice saying that a couple of times. Por si acaso, por si acaso. In case, por si acaso. How would we say, in case there's a problem? Por si acaso hay un problema. Por si acaso hay un problema. How about, in case there's no food? What would that be? In case there's no food. Por si acaso no hay comida. Por si acaso no hay comida. How about, you probably know that agua, agua is water. How would you say, in case there's no water? Por si acaso, no hay agua. Por si acaso, no hay agua. And possibly more important, vino, wine. How would you say, in case there's no wine? What would that be? Por si acaso, no hay vino. Por si acaso, no hay vino. And we'll just take a brief pause there while I mention the Levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course. And this is available for download from prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner step by step up to a conversational level of fluency. A very useful little phrase to learn is take this, as in take this with you. Llévate esto. Llévate esto. So we can use that in all different kinds of context. So take this, or take this with you. Llévate esto. It's a bit like carry this away with you. How would you say, take more food? Take more food. Like take more food with you. What would that be? Llévate más comida. Llévate más comida. How about, take more water, with you. Take more water. What would that be? Llévate más agua. Llévate más agua. So you're going for a long walk and somebody says, take more water. You need more water. Okay, and let's just go back and remember what in case was. Por si acaso, por si acaso. So how would we say, take this in case there's a problem? Take this in case there's a problem. What would that be? Llévate esto por si acaso hay un problema. Llévate esto por si acaso hay un problema. How about take this in case there's no food? Take this in case there's no food. What would that be? Llévate esto por si acaso no hay comida. Llévate esto por si acaso no hay comida. How about take this in case there's no wine? Take this in case there's no wine. Llévate esto por si acaso no hay vino. Llévate esto por si acaso no hay vino. Okay, now in English, when we say in case at the end of a sentence, we tend to say just in case. So for example, take this just in case. We could say take this in case, but we'd probably say take this just in case. Or take some more food just in case. So in Spanish, we just still use in case, por si acaso. We don't need to have the just in there. Por si acaso, just in case. So how would you say, take this, just in case? Llévate esto, por si acaso. Llévate esto, por si acaso. How about, take more food, just in case? What would that be? Llévate más comida, por si acaso. Llévate más comida, por si acaso. How about take some water, just in case? And remember, we don't need the some there, so just take water, just in case. Llévate agua, por si acaso. Llévate agua, por si acaso. Okay, now we're going to come to a completely different use of acaso. ¿Acaso crees que soy tonto? ¿Acaso crees que soy tonto? So in English, it would be, if we leave out the acaso for the moment, ¿crees que soy tonto? Do you think I'm stupid or do you think I'm silly? ¿Crees que soy tonto? Do you think I'm silly? Do you think I'm stupid? Now, we're not expecting an answer to that question. It's a rhetorical question. And in Spanish, with this kind of rhetorical question, they often include acaso at the beginning. So it's a very common device to show that it's a rhetorical question. So in English, often there's no substitute for that word. We just wouldn't say, we would just say, do you think I'm stupid? Maybe we might say, do you think I'm stupid or something? At the end, there'd be a little kind of a little tag at the end or something. And the acaso is doing that kind of job to show that it's a rhetorical question. You're not expecting an answer. So rico, rico is rich, rico, rich. So using the model we had before with do you think I'm stupid or something, how would we say do you think I'm rich or something? Do you think I'm rich? As a rhetorical question, what would that be? ¿Acaso crees que soy rico? ¿Acaso crees que soy rico? So, do you think I'm rich or something? ¿Acaso crees que soy rico? In English, we might have said something like, do you think I'm made of money? So, let's give that idea that it's you're not expecting an answer. What do you think this means? ¿Acaso crees que soy Einstein? ¿Acaso crees que soy Einstein? Do you think I'm Einstein or something? Okay, so let's apply this to some of the language we've already learnt. Let's imagine there's kind of a free buffet and you're with somebody and they've filled up their plate and they're kind of protectively covering it, scared that they're not going to have enough food. And you want to say, you know, something to the effect of, are we running out of food or something? Is there no food? So is there no food, but with the kind of rhetorical extra. So what would that be? ¿Acaso no hay comida? ¿Acaso no hay comida? So you're kind of saying, is there a shortage of food or something? Okay, how about a boss is talking to one of his or her underlings, and the employee is hesitating or looks like they're going to protest about something, and the boss looks at them and says, is there a problem? Is there a problem? But in a kind of way that doesn't really expect an answer. It's kind of saying, like, get on with it. So is there a problem? What would that be? ¿Acaso hay un problema? ¿Acaso hay un problema? So no response actually expected. Okay, and that wraps up today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to the site prospanish.co.uk, where you can join the thousands of other learners from all over the world who are completing the Levels 1 to 6 programme.